WB2RUQ. KC2ASA, KC2ASA. This is WB2RUQ.
Good evening, it's KC2ASA via EchoLink. I didn't quite catch the call, you said it very quickly.
All right, Peter, this is WB2RUQ, Whiskey Bravo 2, Romeo Uniform Quebec, also on EchoLink. Just waiting to see if they're going to run their net tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was checking in. I'd heard about your guys' net from a neighbor of mine who lives up in the area and now has his ham license. So he said you guys have a regular net up here, and I just figured I'd check it out since I happen to be sitting around and figured out what the EchoLink node was. Hey, I came in as a conference, so I don't actually see you logged in.
Ah, okay, Peter. Where's your QTH?
I'm located in southern New York, about 30 miles outside of New York City. You're familiar with the thruway, I'm around exit 15 to a little village called Sloatsburg.
Oh, we talked before, I think, or maybe not. Yeah, I'm here in just outside of New Paltz, off the, was it 19 on the thruway? No, wait a minute, we're 19. I always get confused with Kingston and New Paltz. I'm 10 minutes from New Paltz.
Oh, okay. How interesting is that? We're both kind of in the same zone. What has your connection up to Boonville up there?
Okay. I grew up there. Been away from there since, I left there in 77. So I've been in the Hudson Valley ever since. But a lot of families there. My son is one of the folks running the net. Usually doesn't do it on Wednesday nights. So, but a lot of family there still. So they've been a ham for a long time, and it was kind of nice when we got the EchoLink set up. So works out well, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, the EchoLink thing is quite nice. I was kind of off the air based on my geography, being nestled in the Iron Mountains here of the Ramapo Valley. But I heard about EchoLink and actually signed up for that and tried out a few things, got a rig in September and kind of got myself back on the air and got interested. My other neighbor, who's also named Pete, just got his license, and he has a camp up in that area. I know he's got some, he goes up there periodically for various things, and he said he listened on one of his, he's got a commercial radio in his car, and he programmed some frequencies in, and he said he was impressed with the daily net that happened up here, and I just happened to think of it today. He's a KD2DFD. If I don't know if he's ever been on the air up there recently since he got his ticket, which I think he got in December. But so it's been neat, a kind of rebirth of the hobby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've talked to him before on the net. He's somebody said Sloatsburg. I said, okay, you didn't quite sound like St. Pete. it is kind of a rebirth of the hobby. I've been I go through phases of activity, inactivity, but this kind of makes it work out actually quite well. I got interested in ham radio back in 66, 67 when I was in Korea. And we had a ham station set up in our hospital unit over there. But, so I've been a ham a long time. So back at you, Pete, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, KC2ASA for ID. Yeah, my father got me interested. He was pretty active back in the late 70s, which when I was very, very young. But he ran a 220 repeater sort of close to my house at a really nice spot up on High Tor Mountain, if you know that, or just east of that, or just west of that, rather. But it had line of sight to the city from the repeaters that were on the Empire State Building. So the thing had some really incredible coverage where it was. But over the years, they lost the site, and people moved away and things like that, and he kind of fell out of the hobby. I wound up getting my ticket when I met my wife in college and learned that she was a ham, and her whole family was hams, and it's kind of a shame that I had never gone around to get my license. So that winter break, I went home and just got the tech license, and the rest is history. Now I'm probably studying and going to go up to General and kind of get some new toys to play with. It's kind of fun. Keeps it interesting.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's a nice aspect of amateur radio these days. In fact, I'm sitting here, got my iPad on, and took a break from watching television news and to get on the net, and works out great. Yeah, I've got I hold an advanced class license, and I'll never see extra. I just don't have that level of ambition. I remember I aced the general, and when I took the advanced exam, it was like sweat and bullets when I squeaked through that one, and so here I sit these days. So back to you, KC2 ASA, WB2RDQ.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess we are the net tonight. But I have to see once I get studying the materials. I know Pete KD2DFD. He was my neighbor in Salzburg. He got his technician, and he went, and like a month or two later, he just went and got the general because he had some time to study. That time for me to study is more in the summer when I have some more downtime. So hopefully I'll be able to get a chance to it. I'll look at the extra materials at some point. There was an engineer in me in my former life, so maybe that stuff won't be as bad. But I really have to determine if the privileges, really the upgrades, are going to make it worth it. I don't even have an HF rig yet, so I'm not even sure what I'd do with general other than just have it. So, I don't know if you've heard about the Orange County Hamfest. Pete and I joined that club a couple months ago to get some activity in the area. And they're holding a ham fest in April. I don't know if you've heard about that, but maybe they'll have something at a swap meet or something down there that I can get myself on HF.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I haven't been active with those folks, but I do. I know they. I think they do this annually. Where are they holding it this year?
I have to look up specifically, but I think I remember it. It's in Middletown somewhere. I'm going to look it up real fast on the calendar. Let me, just give me a minute. Okay, yeah, KC2ASA back. Yeah, it's in Middletown. It's, April 14th. It's in, some kind of building that I'm unaware of. If I could get the information or email flyers out. I know they have a whole bunch. I got an email with it a little while ago.
Ah, okay. I'll Google it and find it. April the 14th, Middletown. Okay. Yeah, we're in Middletown all the time, so that'll be no big deal. I like this. That'll be interesting. Excellent. There's a point I wanted to make to you, and I'd be darn if I can remember now what it is. old age. I'll just throw this back to you for a wrap-up, Pete. This is WB2RUQ in Modena, New York.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot, especially when I'm on the air. I always forget what it is I was going to say. I need a pad or an iPad would work too, I suppose. Yeah, their website's the standard www, then it's OCARC-NY.org, so it's Orange County Amateur Radio Club. -NY, and it's right there up on the front page, the little flyer that they put out.
All right, good. I'll take a look at that when I get off the air here. I know what I was going to pass on. Yeah, the EchoLink machine that we're running actually sits in my son's office. He has an office in his home. He does system support for a guy he's contracted to, has been for years, so he runs this guy's servers for a number of forum accounts and stuff. So he finally decided to go ahead and set up a machine for EchoLink, and been in business for a while, and he's got it tuned pretty well. So it works quite well. So WB2RDQ.
Yeah, it definitely sounds good. And obviously going EchoLink to EchoLink, audio is very clear, so that's always nice. I just tried to check into the Orange County net. They do it on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, and I was in a little bit late, and I was having a microphone problem, and I didn't realize when I checked in nobody heard me, and I was like, oh, maybe I should go check my microphone. Somehow it had gotten unplugged from my computer, so that's always an interesting thing. But their link is a little weaker. You'll hear dropouts as someone's talking over the RF side. So it's a tricky game. So it's nice that he's got it set up. I'd like to do something like that at some point, as when I need a project to keep me busy. But right now, that's not in the anytime near future. But definitely something to look forward to tinkering with.
All right, Peter. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to wrap up a little bit of the news. I got a little bit of catch-up paperwork to do on the Mac downstairs, and then I'm going to call it a night. So, KC2ASA, yeah, that's right, KC2ASA. On the Echo Link for the iPad, it puts a microphone up, and I don't see your call letters for what I'm transmitting. So, KC2ASA, this is WB2RU2 on your panel.
Yeah, it's good. I try with my iPhone sometimes, and that is something that bugs me sometimes, too. But, yeah, it's good talking to you. We're on a little mini-net here from the Echo Link side. But maybe we'll see each other at that AmFest, and I'll be wearing my little name tag. So I'll talk to you again sometime, maybe. KC2ASA, clear from Echo Link.
KQDYB for Octan, doing a call up this evening and looking for chickens. All are welcome.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Evening, Ray, KC2NBU. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? I'll be glad when spring gets here, maybe I can get rid of this cold. K2DYB for Octan, we're looking for check-ins for Octan, all are welcome. Nothing further heard, again, thanks Ray, 73K2DYB.